こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。京都大学のリスニング教材としても使われている番組の文字起こしテキストは番組の公式アプリから取得できますので試してみてください。1個目、毎日新聞によると飲酒によって意識が朦朧となっていた女性に性的暴行をしたとして準強姦罪に問われた会社役員の男性に対し、福岡地裁久留米支部はおととい無罪を言い渡しました。判決で西崎健二裁判長は、女性はテキーラなどを数回一気飲みさせられ、王としても眠り込んでおり抵抗できない状態だったと認定した上で、女性が目を開けたり何度か声を出したりしたことなどから、女性が許容していると被告が誤信してしまうような状況にあったと判断しました。
According to 毎日新聞、The 久留米市 District Court in Fukuoka ruled that a business executive charged with raping a woman who is heavily intoxicated and barely conscious is not guilty. In court, Judge Kenji Nishizaki acknowledged that the woman was forced to chug tequila, had vomited, laid down, and was not in a condition able to resist, but suggested that the defendant mistakenly thought that she had provided consent.Based on the fact that she opened her eyes and made some sounds.
そう、これ結構ネット上でも話題になっていて、まあ、まさか無罪っていう感じで、まあ、怒ってる人が多いんだけど、まあ、当然準強姦罪も強姦罪もどちらも被告側に合意がないっていう認識があって初めて、まあ、それが成り立つわけだよね、まあ、合意があるともう 100% 信じてやってる場合は、まあ、普通のセックスなわけで、でなので特にこういう準強姦罪、つまり暴力とか、脅迫は用いてないけれども、まあ、抵抗できない状態である人を無理やりレイプするっていう場合には、うん、その、合意がないって被告側が思い込んでいたことを示す基準っていうのが必要になってくるわけで、で大体そういうのってあの性行為をした前後の言動だったりで判断するらしいんだよね。だから例えば自分の足でこうハキハキ歩いて喋ってたとか、まあ、携帯をちゃんと操作できてたとか、だと、まあ、まあまあ意識はあったでしょうねっていうことになるし、こういうふうにもう意識も朦朧としてるとか嘔吐してる、喋れてない、自分で起き上がることができないとかだと、通常はまあ普通に考えてそんな合意してるできるような状態じゃないし、拒否できる状態でもないので準強姦罪っていう風になるらしいんだけど、ここはなぜかそれが違う風に判定されてしまったっていう。でこれ日本は判例主義なので、これがオッケーになってしまうと、その拒否、合意はしてなくても拒否できない状態で拒否しなかったっていうことであっても、うん、レイプして無罪になっちゃうっていうことになってしまうので、ちょっと
doesn't seem like it would make much sense.
しかもこの
are rulings like this common or does and does this so is there some concern that this would set a precedent?
そうだから、そう、日本はプレセデントをすごく重んじるので、これがここでやっぱりおかしいねってみんなが声を上げるのはすごい大事だと思っていて、これが一回例になってしまうと他に同じようなことがあった場合に、まあ、ここでこういう判決が出たからっていうことで同じような。
Aren't there many, many rulings on cases like this in almost the same circumstances?Where the ruling was guilty.
ね、だからその合意がないっていう認識があったっていう被告側の主張をそのまま鵜呑みにして、まあ、こういう判決になってるわけだけど、その例えばお酒を数回一気飲みさせられて嘔吐して眠り込んでるっていうことが十分でない、その、拒否できない状態で認定されるのに十分じゃないってなっちゃうと、じゃあ何なら十分なのかっていう話になるんだよね。
Well, in some sense, this is the defense is pleading ignorance on behalf of the defendant, right? So he thought that there was consent.
Yeah.
In his mind.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, so their defense is he didn't knowingly commit this crime.
Now,
can we make any distinction between knowingly committing this and unknowingly?
そう、だからそこを、まあ、それは本人にしか、まあ、究極わからない話じゃない？だからそれを外で判断しなきゃいけないっていうのが難しいところであるんだけど、だからこそさっき言ったみたいに、その性行為前後の被害者の言動が大事になってくるんだよね。で、それが今回の事件みたいなことだと通常は拒否できない状態にあった。で、特に今回の裁判で意味が分かんないのは拒否できない状態だった、抵抗できない状態だったっていうこと自体は認定されてるんだよね。だから、
well, that was reality, right? So that's a comment on reality.
そう。
And the defendant isn't referring to reality in his defense. It's his, he thought.
そうなんだ。
Like in his imagination.
そうそう。
He wasn't.Committing this crime.
そう。だからそれをどういうふうに判断するかなんだけど、まあこれは彼が44歳で女性は22歳で、その44歳のいい大人が自分より20歳も年下の子にその一気飲みを何回もさせて、意識朦朧とさせて、しかもこう嘔吐しても眠りこけているっていうことは相当もう酔っ払ってる酩酊状態じゃん、うん、だから普段だったらお水を渡したりとか背中さすってあげたりとか、うん、ベッドに寝かせてあげるとか解放が必要な状態じゃない？その段階で、あ、この人俺と今セックスしたいんだと合意を得られましたって勘違いしたっていう主張をそのまま鵜呑みにするっていうのが結構信じられない。しかもその数回目を開けたり声を出したことによって加害者に合意してると勘違いさせたって、こう被害者にも非があるかのような、それはやっぱりおかしいよね。それが判断基準になってる時点で普通のセックスではないじゃん、目を開けたり声を出したっていうことが判断基準ってさ、
I mean those are signs of life, not signs of,
そう生きてる、 そう
wanting to have sex.
そうそう、だから確かに目を開けたり声を出してるから、あ、救急車呼ぶほどじゃないなって思ったっていうんだったら分かるけど、
And even that I'm not sure.
Yeah. だからその判断基準がやっぱりおかしいし、あの普通はこういうふうに酩酊してる状態の人を襲うこと自体がもう犯罪だから、例えばだけど究極、まあ、被害者が女性だったとしても男性だったとしても、酩酊してる人を襲いました、そしたらその途中でその人がちょっと目を覚まして何が起きてるかわからない状態で究極喘ぎ声を出したりとか、男性だったら射精したりとかしたとしても、それはもう関係ない、本人が分かってない状態だから、もう犯罪は犯罪なわけじゃん。その始めた段階で本人がやりたいかやりたくないかが重要なわけで、だけどその合意っていうところがもう度外視されてしまっていて、拒否、その加害者の脳内の中で被害者が分かりやすく拒否したかどうかっていうのがなぜか準強姦罪なのにもかかわらず重視されてるっていう謎の判決。
You know, I wonder how much, the media we consume has an effect on our perceptions of what rape actually is. Because we kind of have this idea of like, you know, some weirdo andblack clothing jumps out of an alleyway or out of a bush or something and like tackles a girl and like rips her clothes off, you know, and and that the connotation of rape as, you know, that sort of activity, you know, especially for people who have no direct, you know, experience to know what it is or what it could be.
それは本当にその通りで、レイプっていうと例えば AV とかだったらなんかギャーって襲われて、ギャーやめてーとか大きい声出して、でも結局なんかやられて、まあ女性もちょっと喜んじゃうみたいなとか、まあ映画とかドラマでも、まあ全然知らない人とかに道で襲われて これまたキャーやめてとか声出したり戦ったりとかして、yeah. で逃げられたりとか。
But the bad things about rape are still apply, you know, if it's not a theatrical portrayal.
そう、だからそういうふうに抵抗できる状態っていうのが常にあると限らなくて、昨日私もツイッターに書いたけど、私自身もまあ友達だと思ってた人に無理やり押さえつけられた時があって。そういう時に真っ先に考えるのってどうしたら私がセックスしたくないってこの人に伝えられるかななんていうのんきなことじゃないんだよね、
うん、
ここでもし急に大声を出したりとか急に私が動いたりして相手を刺激したらそれこそ殴られたり打ち所が悪かったら殺されたりするかもしれないっていうのを本能的に思って私はもうやめてとかも言わなかったし言えなかったしもうじっとしてたんだよね。で私は幸運なことにそのまま逃げることができたんだけど、なんかそういう状況をやっぱり想像できてないと、あ、なんで嫌だったのに嫌だって言わなかったの、なんで嫌だったのに戦えばよかったじゃんとか簡単に言う人がいるんだよね。でそれは裁判所でも何回も被害者に対して責めるっていうのが見られてきたことで、なんで足を閉じればよかったじゃんとかね言った裁判長も過去にいたりしてすごい問題になったけど、そんな簡単じゃないし、それは本当に女性男性とか関係なくて被害者か男性でもその通りなんだよね。相手の方が力があれば押さえつけられた段階で足を閉じればどうにかなるような問題ではないわけじゃん。
If a male is so drunk that they're barely conscious, there isn't really a difference. You know, a woman could do whatever they want. I mean, and it's going to be like, well, why didn't you resist? It's like, well, I was busy choking on my vomit or whatever.
Yeah.
And oftentimes both parties are completely inebriated in these situations. And so the expectation for you to make the most rational choices is a bit more unrealistic. I mean, these are drunk people. And,
yeah.
And so I think it's really harsh to try to judge it after the fact in those terms. Like, why didn't you? It's like, well, you know, I was messed up.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to get raped because of it. Or
yeah. で、まあ、今回の判決が話題になってるのもやっぱりこれ単発でみんなが問題と思ってるからっていうよりかは、まあ、いろんなことが積み重なってると思うのね。例えば去年か一昨年も元警察官の人がネットで出会った他の男性たちと一緒にまあ、女性を監禁して集団でレイプしたっていう事件があって、まあ、男の人5人対女性1人で手を縛られてみんなで集団で強姦されたんだけど、大阪地検が、まあ、その加害者側の主張をそのまま通しちゃって、まあ、おとなしくなったから合意したと勘違いしちゃいました、なので強姦ではありませんっていう、うん、で不起訴にしちゃったんだよね、
うん、
でそれはまあその後に検察審査会で不当ってことになったから、まあ多分起訴されてるのかな、今どうなってるのか最新の状況わかんないけど、その手を縛られて男性5人に囲まれた状態でおとなしくなったから合意したと思ったっていう主張が合理的だっていう判断をしてる時点でやっぱりおかしいじゃん、
うん、Well, it's like how Well,I don't want to make the direct comparison, but the Japanese police force will use weird tactics to coerce confessions from people. And it kind of feels like those sorts of tactics are being used to you know, use social pressure to coerce sort of this mute permission. It's nonsense. Mm-hmm. I mean...In those situations, like, if you're afraid, like, you're not going to say certain things, like, your brain is going to imagine the worst case scenario、
yeah.
when you say the wrong thing, right?
そう、本当にそう。だから相手のインテンションがわからない場合、最悪のケースを想像するっていうのは動物として当然のことであって、これがレイプで、レイプも最悪だし、レイプされた後にどうなるのかとか、レイプされるのを拒もうとして戦った結果 どういうことがあり得るのか、相手がどこまでやるつもりでいるのかっていうのは本人に分からないわけだから、だからこう例えば諦めて、もうとりあえず殺されないために今はここでおとなしくしとこうとかね、いろいろ判断があると思うんだよね。そういう状況になった時、人っていうのは、それを後で逆に逆手にとって、あ、合意だと思ったとかって言うっていう、でそれをそういうふうに検察とか裁判官とかが鵜呑みにするっていうのはあまりにもちょっと違和感がありすぎる。
How common do you think this kind of rape is in Tokyo? Like, of all the different kinds, in my mind, I imagine that this kind involving alcohol and being too drunk is probably the most common.
まあ、most かどうかわかんないけど、あの、アメリカでもミズーラ事件っていう、まあ、有名な事件があって、その、アメフトのスター選手が大学で、まあ、酔っ払って動けない女の子をレイプしたりしてたとか、でそれが、まあ、いろんな学校で同じようなことが実は起きてたんだけど、みんなスター選手だから守られて、地元の人からみんなも守られて、逆に女の子の生徒側が嘘つきとかなんかいろいろ言われちゃって、あの学校にも行けなくなっちゃうとか、もっと悪いケースだとうつ病になっちゃうとかが、まあ多発していましたっていうのが明らかになったっていうのがあったけど、まあそうね、最近その慶応大学もそういうことがあっていろいろ問題になったけど、まあ結構あると思うよね。しかもこう
specifically the alcohol aspect、there's such a strong connection especially in Japan、
yeah.
culturally、
yeah.
between gettingalmost too drunk、
yeah.
and having sex and getting drunk being almost like required、
yeah.
to have sex、
mm-hmm.
and so then, people who want to have sex are trying to get the other person drunk and it's like、
yeah.
super common
yeah, yeah,
at
yeah.
least in Tokyo、
so、
this culture of getting girls to drink, shaming them if they don't drink and guys are doing it to other guys too、like, you're a pussy この
間捕まってたナンパ塾の人たちとか、まあ、その慶応とかの人もそうだけど、とにかく酔わせる、だから合意、普通にフェアにプレイしたら合意が得られないと思い込んでいるから、とにかく酒を飲ませて判断基準を鈍らせてやっちゃえっていう、でそれが犯罪だっていうことも分かってない、そういう認識がそもそもない、だから相手をこう同じ人間と思ってないよね、まずね。だからそういうことができると思うんだけど、まあ、こういう判決でもあるようにお酒を飲まされてるとか、まあ、自分で飲んでるっていうこと自体がレイプにつながっているので、飲んだ人にも非があるっていうナラティブがどうしてもあって、
うん、
こう飲んだんだからそんなことされてもしょうがないじゃんとか、じゃあなんでそんな飲んだの、うん、とか言う人がいるから、
That shouldn't be a statement about blame or fault.
Yeah.
But rather, that should be just a statement about risk management.
そうそうそう。
So like, if someone's close to me and she's getting too drunk around dudes, I would be concerned because、
yeah.
I don't trust.
そうだから、いや。全然ねよくわかんない人とか、まあ、それが友達だったとしても、こう意識が朦朧とするまで飲むっていうのは、まあ、健康にもそもそも良くないし、気をつけた方がいいよっていうアドバイスはもちろんいいと思うんだけど、それが行き過ぎてそんな飲んだんだから襲われても当然とか、そういう、それはやっぱり犯罪者目線だから、それをあまりにも言うとやっぱり襲われた側も声を上げにくくなっちゃうし、自分を責めてしまうから、
うん、
私今こういう判決につながることにもなるっていう、
People just shouldn't conflate those two things because it's upsetting.
そう、どんなに酔ってる人がいたとしてもそれを襲っていいっていうことにはどう考えてもならないし、
and people get hung up on the fact that it's true、
うん、
but it's like yeah but you're conflating that with responsibility、
yeah.
you know, it's not really the same thing.
そうだから、まあ、男性女性関係ないんだけど、男性でそれがあんまり想像しにくいっていう場合は、自分がすごいマッチョのでかい男性に同じことされたらどうかっていう、それが戦ってそんなね足を閉じれば防げる問題なんですかっていうことじゃん。それはね、ちょっとだからこれ、まあまだ 地裁だよね。だから、まあ、控訴するのかしないのか分かんないけど、この後どうなるのか。
I hope it's, you know, really an exception that this, if anything, I hope the net effect of this bad ruling would be turned to a positive in drawing awareness to the issue.
ね、本当にそう思う。次、カナダのマックマスター大学の研究で、メソッド式の演技を得意とする15人の舞台俳優に、ロミオまたはジュリエットになりきるワークショップに参加させ、その後で様々な質問に答えてもらい、その間に MRI で脳をスキャンしました。質問に答える際、自分の意見をそのまま言う、自分の親友だったらどう答えるか想像して回答する、ロミオまたはジュリエットになりきって答える、カナダアクセントを隠してイギリスアクセントで回答するという4つの指示をランダムに出しました。自分の親友の答えを想像しているときと役になりきっているときは、どちらも前頭前皮質の特定の部分の活動が低下し、これは他人の気持ちや考えを推測しているときの様子と一致しており、自分の役柄のことを第三者として捉えていることがわかります。しかし演技をしているときは、自意識に関する部分の活動も同時に低下しており、自分自身の特性を抑制しようとしていたほか、意識や集中に関連する血前部の活動が増加していました。
In a study by McMaster University in Canada, 15 method actors performed Romeo and Juliet and had their brains monitored while answering questions. For each question, the participants were prompted to state their own answer, imagine their friend's answer, answer as Romeo or Juliet, or answer in a British accent. When imagining their friend's answer or playing a role,Lower activity was observed in the prefrontal cortex, similar to brain activity when trying to imagine what someone else is thinking or thinking about your own character in the third person. Furthermore, acting appears to suppress areas of the brain associated with self-awareness and limit your own defining characteristics while activating areas like the precuneus, which is associated with focus and concentration.
So, この論文で書いてあったのは、まあ、演技している間は意識をある意味まあ分割して自分自身をモニターしつつその役になりきるって、まあ、意識的にやってるわけではないかもしれないんだけど、でこのメソッド式の演技っていうのは、つまりあのうちのゲストに前来てくれた山村健さんの手法の逆のバージョンだよね。だからヒース・レジャーとかがやってるみたいな、こう本当になりきっちゃう、
うん、
だから頭を使って考えるっていうよりはもう自分がその人になっちゃうみたいな、
うん、
ことをメソッド式とかメソッドアクターって言うんだけど、まあ、その人たちの場合はこうっていう。
It's weird to think that even right now in this moment you could just decide to start acting like a different person、
うん、
and what if you just never stopped doing that?
それさ、いるんだよね、そういう人って。いなかった？高校とかの時。
I think, yeah, I think so. But oftentimes there's a reason. So it could be trauma or an epiphany or something else.
Right, but like, 意識的にこう変える、あのそれをまあ単純に高校デビューとか大学デビューとかって呼んじゃうこともあるけど、あの高校までずっと一緒だった子が大学入った瞬間にもう全然違うキャラになってたことがあって、
あの
それまいい悪いとかじゃないけど、それまではこう結構毒舌ではっきり物事を言うみたいな感じだったのが、急になんかぶりっ子じゃないけどなんか天然キャラみたいなのに変わってて、声とかもちょっと違うみたいな。
That happened with some girl that when theygraduate, they get into a company.
Ah, 逆にね。
Like they get into Toshiba or something, and they just have to quit Gyaru, like cold turkey, right? So it takes them maybe 6 months or so.
Yeah.
And also I've seen that with motherhood, quite dramatically.
それね、この間ちょっと考えてた、そういえば。
But it's not an intentional, like, I'm going to act and stay this way. It'sway
yeah,
more out of control.
Exactly that. I was just talking to my husband about it because 子供がまあ今まだちっちゃいから、何を言ってもいい あの周りでね、別に汚い言葉とか言っても今はまだバレてないからいいやって思っちゃってるわけよ。だけどどっかしらで、そう、でも聞いてるは聞いてるから、どっかしらで例えばファックとかシットとか言うのやめないといけないじゃん、真似しちゃうからって思った時に、あれ、そのスウェアワードだけじゃなくて、例えばこう夫の前だけで言うこととかってやっぱあるじゃん、なんかこうちょっと誰かに対して意地悪なこととかさ、なんか何でもいいんだけどこう
It's just negative or
Yeah, or like funny but、negative but funny、Like making fun of someone or whatever、that I wouldn't really do in front of the microphone、or like whatever。
かわいそう、あの人
誰だよだけどそれとかも言わなくなるじゃん、多分子供が聞いてたらってなった時に、あれ、そうすると自分が本当なら言うことを抑えるわけじゃん、そうすると自分はそういうのを言わない別の人間になっていくのか、それとも、
well, that part of you will die、unless you maintain it by interacting with someone. But sometimes、I meet someone from my past or something、and some weird part of myself will emerge.
Ah, そっか。そういう感じになるのかな。
It's like, oh, you have that piece of my brain. I haven't used this piece of my brain.
Ah, そっかそっか。
Yeah, so.
私結構その、私はアメリカの高校とかに行ったわけじゃないから、あの、No one told me not to swear.Right? And I
potty mouth.
Yeah, like, literally.
Brush like, your mouth.
Yeah, and I didn't
with soap.
I didn't speak English to my parents either, so they never told me not to swear. They didn't have to. だから、なんだろう、それまでかん、あんまりこう意識、まあもちろん会社とかね、大学とかではさ、先生に向かってとかボスに向かって swear することないし、だから。
But if you're really a pro, you know when you can swear in a work setting or a professional setting.
Like some, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you're not.A pro with the swear words. And very few people are that good that they can always get away with it.
Yeah. I only did it when my boss swears at the client or something. Yeah, we're just like... yeah, like this one time I remember he's a serious guy and he said like, this bitch. And I was like, yeah, that bitch.
you're gossiping
everyone. There's a funny moment in the world.普通には言わないからね。だから その子供の前の自分はこの実験みたいにある意味こう例えば、If I suppress my swear words, then
you're gonna be acting for the rest of your
yeah to some
life,
extent. No,
like,
that's what I would think.
Until you're like 60, you'll be acting. Then when you hit 60 and all your kids are all you know swear word compatible.
Yeah, like my son, if I do it right.Do the parenting, right? My son wouldn't know this part of me, right? My son would not see this version of me who's like swearing left and right.
Now we have your confession now, so it's...
I guess it's okay. 次。先週金曜日の国際女性デーを記念し、Pornhub は女性に人気の検索ワードを発表しました。ユーザーの性別1検索ワードは Google Analytics を利用して集めました。女性に一番人気のカテゴリーはレズビアンでしたが、国別に見ると日本ではジャパニーズ、ドイツではジャーマンなど、自分の国に関連する動画を検索している人も多く見られました。相対的に見て、日本では他の国よりも、日本、おしっこ、変態というキーワードが人気でした。全世界のデータを年齢別に見ると、18から24歳は変態、25から34歳はタトゥーがある女性、35から44歳は DP、45から54歳は熟女、55歳から64歳はヴィンテージ、65歳以上は手こきが人気でした。
Last week on Friday, in celebration of International Women's Day, Pornhub published the most popular search terms used by women on the site. Overall, lesbian was the largest category, broken down by country.Japanese was the most popular in Japan, German was the most popular in Germany, and this was the case for many countries. Compared to women in other countries, Japanese women searched more for Japan, urine, and hentai. An age breakdown of data globally reveals that 18 to 24-year-olds searched for hentai, 25 to 34-year-olds searched for girls with tattoos, 35 to 44 year olds search for DP, 45 to 54 year olds search for mature, and 55 to 64 year olds search for vintage. Women over 65 search for hand job.
So, Japanese in Japan and German in Germany were not the most popular terms, but
relatively.
Yeah, relatively popular.
However they figure that
out. So, 面白いなって思ったのはこの年齢別に見たときに、こうなんとなく自分の年齢に近いものをみんな見たいわけじゃん、多分。だから45歳以上は熟女とかをサーチしてるのかなっていう。
うん。
それちょっと面白いなって思わなかった。I mean, I don't.
Well, how does I guess DP doesn't fit into that?
No. しかも DP って日本語でなんて言うのか分からなくて、本当は記事では記事っていうかこの結果では double penetration って書いてあったんだけど。
How does that have an age group?
わかんない。
What?
日本語でなんて言うのか分かんなかったから DP って言っちゃった。
Mm. What is hen like hentai?
Hentai ってなん、
what?
わかんない。hentai って出るやるとどういうのが出てくるんだろうね。
That's
それは正直私
は
わかんない。The largest
category for 18 to 24 year olds.、
うん、
Are you googling hentai?
うん。でも日本人が出て日本の AV ってことかな。
How's that different from Japanese though?
アニメだ。
It's anime?
うん。
Really? That's the largest?
うん、アニメだね。
Search、
うん、
group for 18 to 24.
Women. うん。でもちょっとわかる気もする。うん、なんか
Cartoons are for children?
なんか本当の AV にちょっと抵抗がある人とかは絵の方がまだなんか。
うん。
とかってのありそうじゃない
it, you can use your imagination and、うん、in some sense it could be less weird than watching a video of strangers having sex、
うん、
I don't know about less weird、
うん、
different weird
なんか、うん、そうだね
and how much of this is influenced by the Pornhub algorithm you know kind of I assume whatever problems YouTube has Pornhub has thatas well because they have related videos or suggested videos or videos are categorized
they do?
A certain way
I've never used Pornhub so I don't know
never?
You're the expert
I just checked it out for research
yeah right
あの
国別でやっぱりね人気の言葉が違くてちょっと面白いなって思ったのはこの relative categories a top relative categories viewed by women っていうセクションでインドは、まあ、インド人ってインディアンが1位なんだけど、うん、2つ目に behind the scenes っていうのが入っててなぜみたいな behind the scenes ってそのインタビューとかだよねだからその女優さんへの、
is it? って
私は思って
or is it like a fake behind the scenes like it's,
どういうこと?
It's a behind the scenes theme
あそんなのあんの?
It's, that's what everything isIs in porn.
I guess.
And even if they did have a behind the scenes of a porn, they would just make another porn.
I guess.
About
そういうことなのかな?
It being behind the scenes.
なんかそれちょっと、まあ、ジャパンのそれ2位がピッシングっていうのもちょっとびっくりしたけどね。なんで、あ、そうみたいな。あとね。
This is probably also a statement about Pornhub users and not the general population.
あ、まあね。まあそれも、うん、まあそれはあると思うけど。あとは、まあロシアだと3位にウェブキャムが入ってるとか。まあ国によってちょっと、あと、ウクライナだけ、フィスティングが入ってる。強いね。
強いの
強いでしょ。フィスティング私見れないもん。怖い。
Is, that's just...
全然エロくない。
It is what I think it is, right?
Yeah, fisting.
So it's just shoving.
Fist, yeah. That's scary to me.
Into which? Into where?
Wait, what? What? What do you mean? Vagina に決まってるやん。他にどこに入れんの?
I don't know. No, like anal fisting? I don't know.
Oh, ow. That sounds bad. Yeah. なんか consequence がありそうじゃん。
Did I make it worse?
Yeah. ブラジルはね、2位にトランスジェンダーが入ってるよね。
Hmm.
あ、フィリピンも2位に behind the scenes 入ってる。何 behind the scenes? でもね、フィリピンはその、
they want that meta porn.
その代わりっていうのもおかしいけど、フィリピンは1位がロマンティック。で、3位に verified couples。だからフィリピンはもうちょっとこうなんか、あの、優しい、ラブラブな感じが見たいんだろうね、みんな。
I have to imagine in a lot of these places, they don't have that many users. Is Pornhub like a global, is it like Google for porn?
Isn't it?
What's the porn
That's
Google?
That's what I thought.
Is it? I don't know.
Aren't like there... Pornhub, Xvideos とか。だってちょっとしかないでしょ、その全世界で人気のやつなんて。そこに全部集約してんじゃないの。
RedTube.
Ah, right.
I've heard of.
You've heard of.
I've heard of a few.
You're revealing a lot about yourself
no,
today.
I'm not.
I'm glad.
Well, not any more than these people are. Anyone in these age groups should watch out.
でもね、そうね、やっぱりこうみんな、あの、自分に近いやつを見たいっていうのがなんとなく、あの、term から見える。でもそれは当たり前という気もするよね。で、私は例えばこう、
You wouldn't watch yourself, though.
No, but like, なんか relatable じゃないと、relatable っていうか、その relevant じゃないと。
How is it relevant, though?
Relevant as in like, 例えば出てくる人が、例えば threesome でも、まあ二人でもいいけど、出てくる人がどっちも黒人の人だった場合、mm. 私はちょっとなんか自分のと relevant じゃないって感じがしちゃうのね。Mm.それはあっちもそうかもしれないじゃん。
Hmm. But maybe people like things that aren't that relevant too.
あ、まあね、まあね。
But you're saying that this suggests overall、
うん、
that people want to see things that are relevant. Then why are people watching fisting videos? That doesn't
Because
seem
that's
relevant.
Because that's what they like.
In real life?
Yeah. No.
There's no way that many people...
How do you know?
Because I think on average, people are watching things that are more extreme than what they do. People aren't logging onto porn and watching、mm. things that are more boring than their actual sex.
まあね。それはそうだけど。
Definitely not happening.
But fisting is like a new category. It's not like...
Since when?
なんていうの? Well, it's
an, How do you know that?
You don't usually do that, right?
They've been fisting for like 800 years. I don't know. I don't know if that's
so,
true.
So, I don't know. But I thought this was interesting. まあ、こういうの結構さ、いいなって思うのは、その女性でも AV を見るとかさ、まあ女性でもマスターベーションするよとかっていうのを、こう、さらっとこういうふうに出すと、mm. あ、なんか、まあなんか、私はさ、なんでも。
I don't think it's all, what percentage of women do you think? Do they have, I wish they had like views. And how do they know what,gender you are do you like sign in and like tell them that you're female
when you no but Google Analytics だから they can kind of tell no from all the other activities
is this
online?
Like a Snowden
yeah
say porn surveillance
no what I wanted to say was like 私は何も持ってないからこういうところでもペラペラ喋ってるけど、まあ、中には自分が AV 見てるってことをなんとなく後ろめたく思ってる人とかも未だにいたりとかさ、
mm-hmm.
まあ女性は絶対 AV なんて見ないだろうって思い込んでる男女ともにいたりとかするからさ、
mm-hmm. and you,
まあ、こういうのは面白い
Do you think watching AV is a good thing? Because I don't
I think it
know
depends
if it's
It depends on
good.
Your like
If you do something If you become a weird creepo otherwise Then
yeah.
maybeIt's good.、
Mm.
But it, they have found that porn addiction is a real thing.
Right. まあそれなんかいつもペーパーであるよね。Like, it's a real thing. No, it wasn't a real thing. No, it was a real thing.
It's, no, everything's a real thing.
so,
it's just how much of it's going on.
だから、これが作り物だっていうことを認識して見ているのと、そうでないのとでやっぱり違うとは思うよね。だからこれがもう本当だって思い込んで、さっきのレイプの話じゃないけど、ああ、嫌だ嫌だって言ってたってどうせ最後は喜んでるじゃんみたいな。これを現実として捉えてしまうと、それはやっぱり認知が歪むよね。と思うから、そこはちょっと。
But there is an alarming reality still portrayed, regardless. There is a reality there. not the plot of a porn story, obviously, but the reality of the, you know, the porn star and how many, whatever they're doing, like fisting, right, is occurring.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's, you know, how much normalizing of sort of fringe behavior could be going on. I think algorithms in porn websites could be dangerous if they drive people towards weirder behavior. Like if you go on YouTube and you become a flat earther, God knows what's going to happen on Pornhub.
I think I've never seen a paper about this, but anal somehow became normalized to some extent, right? I mean, no one's going to be like, oh my God, I've never heard of anyone who does that. Especially in the Western world. I feel like anal, it's like, you know, in movies, like normal movies and like TV shows,
what
people
movies
talk
are you
about
watching?
It.
I don't watch any movies with anal in it.
No, but like jokes.
Remember that anal
or,
scene in that movie? No,
no,
don't.
But like jokes and, you know, conversations and that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like I feel like it's pretty normalized. And I don't know if it's necessarily a good thing or a bad thing, but like,
it seems
like the internet and
necessary.
Yeah, but like the internet and you know, the porn and that kind of stuff can do that, like normalize something that wasn't actually normal, right? So
yeah.
That's なんかそれを考えると将来どうなっていくのかな。
It is a database of stuff that's extremely weird and some stuff that could be traumatizing and a lot of like, I mean, it's all not safe for work, obviously, but there's stuff on every porn website. I think there are things that most people shouldn't watch.
Right.
I mean, that's totally up to yourself, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
And when it shows like different categories and stuff, like, well, there's tons of stuff here I'm just never going to watch.
Yeah.
Not even just
like, it's kinda
like, oh, let me check this out.
Yeah, it's like two girls in one cup or like fisting is kind of like that for me too. Like it's something that I don't even want to accidentally watch. だからポルノサイトなんだけど、ある意味そのウォーニングがついててほしいようなやつもあるじゃん。
But everything is there. Like they throw all this stuff on the same page.
So when
and they're like auto hover playing stuff. And so you're being exposed to stuff that you didn't personally, it wasn't your idea.
Yeah.
They're injecting you with new ideas. Like, what about this? Or what about this?
Yeah.
What about this flavor of like, you want to check out this crazy ass position.
まあ、だから確かに自分は今、まあ、自分の目線でしか話せないからあれだけど、自分が親の立場で、まあ、息子がいるっていう立場で考えるとちょっと怖いよね。そこにレイプとかがこう簡単に紛れ込んでるわけじゃん。そのアイディアとして、こんなのもあるよ。こんなのもあるよ。
Yeah, like weird dominance, weird, just crazy stuff on there.
Yeah.
And you have kids with smartphones flying through porn at a million miles an hour.
Yeah. だからその今のフィルタリングがどうなってんのか知らないけど、親がさ、iPhone 子供に渡すときに、まあ、ある程度フィルターできるわけじゃん。そこで、そのもう一歩先のフィルターも欲しいよね。その、普通のポルノ、普通っていうかこう、安全なポルノとそうじゃないのとみたいなさ。
But no one can tell. Like,
そこをフィルターしたい。
It's like, remember we were talking about the people who have to review reported Facebook posts and they, you know, want to jump off a building.
Yeah.
Like, if you are on the review board of one of these crazy porn websites, like, what's going
to happen
to you?
It's like, okay, like ping or like some kinky stuff, that's okay. But like, as long as they're both enjoying it, とか、なんかそういう基準でいいんだけど、別に。You know what I mean? Like if one person has this like agonizing face, screaming no, and trying to run, that's a no-no. But that happens in porn.
And what sort of control do you think this should be? Like just a filter for your own use or a filter for
my son?
For your
my
child?
Son, yeah.
At what age can
this one
do you
child.
Think children should figure out what porn, what's going on with the
whole porn thing. 最初はさ、Victoria's Secret のカタログみたいなのから始めてほしいんだよね、やっぱり。
No one's doing that. They're just going straight to the whole
to fisting.
Yeah. The predictive text will they'll type F and it'll just
なんかやっぱ最初からそういうところにぶっ飛んじゃうとね、なんかその後が怖いよ。
When I was a kid, it was like video game characters could be hot, like、yeah. weird, like.
私が子供の時はなんか金田一少年とかそういう普通の漫画の中でちょっとエロいシーンとかが出てくるみたいなさ。
Yeah. My friend like found this edible phone in like some bush somewhere、right. in a forest.
and that's real.
He left it there, huh?
It's like, I feel like all the guys have this story about porn magazine found in some bush.
Yeah, well, it's either a bush or, well, they were just left in bushes everywhere. If, when I was a kid, I would find porn erohon in bushes all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah, you could just walk outside and find one.
That's because you were looking. Because、yeah. I never found any.
I think it was just the time. Like, it was the golden era of,、hmm. of porn in bushes.
まあ、あの、エロ雑誌の自販機とかもあったもんね、うちらが子供の時は。今はないけど。
But now it's all virtual. And by the time your kid is anywhere near that stuff, hopefully,、yeah. I mean, it'll just be, you know, 8,000K, probably more, just virtual reality.Sex dolls.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be sex dolls for, like, teenagers. And, like, your、oh, kid、God. Will ask, like, why can't I get this? Everyone at school has a sex doll. And, like, and it's like, this is bullshit. I hate you, Mom. And they leave.
Well, that'll be funny.
But... They spend all their saved up allowance. You know, they haven't been eating lunch for, like, 6 months so they can save up money、
oh,
to buy their
own、baby.
Sex doll.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. 何の話だよ。次。
Researchers at MIT have conducted a quantum experiment which suggests that objective reality does not exist. The researchers were able to experimentally realize the Wigner and Wigner's friend thought experiment proposed by Eugene Wigner in 1961, which goes as follows. Wigner's friend measures the polarization of a photon and stores the result. Wigner then asks his friend what the result was.In Wigner's reality, until he hears the answer, his friend and his measurement of the photon are in a superposition of him having measured a vertical polarization or horizontal polarization. In other words, both realities, his friend measuring a vertical and horizontal polarization, remain in a superposition for Wigner himself. This means that Wigner and his friend cannot agree as to when the wave function actually collapsed.The experiment conducted at MIT recreated this scenario using pairs of entangled photons and two pairs of friends. Direct measurements of entangled photons' spins were taken and follow-up interference experiments done to determine whether the measurement itself was in a superposition. According to the researchers, the result supports interpretations of quantum theory set in an observer-dependent framework and demands revisions of those which are not.
MIT の研究チームが客観的な現実が存在しないということを示す量子実験結果を発表しました。研究では1961年に提唱された有名な思考実験、ウィグナーの友人を実際の実験として行いました。ウィグナーの友人はシュレディンガーの猫を発展させたもので、ウィグナーが友人に光子の状態を確認され、させ、光子の変更が垂直方向だったか平行方向だったかその結果を友人から聞いた場合ウィグナーが結果を聞く瞬間までは変更の状態は重なり合っているというものですつまりウィグナーと友人にとっては光子の状態が決定した瞬間がそれぞれ異なるということです実験では1対の量子もつれ光子と2組の友人ペアを用意し光子のスピンの状態を直接計測し後に計測が重なり合った状態になっていたかどうか確認しました。その結果、計測結果は観測に依存していることが分かりました。これ実際にどうなったってこと実験で
Well, in the actual experiment, they had 6 photons, 3 pairs of entangled particles, and they had 4 people, 2 pairs of friends, and they arranged lasers and sensors to detect, directly detect the spin.And then they had、an experiment to detect an interference pattern, which、mm-hmm. would happen if the wave function had not collapsed. In other words, if there is a wave, then the light won't behave like a photon and it'll the light will interact with itself and create this interference pattern. Does that make sense? It's you should understand the double slit experiment, and I think that will explain this one. So in the double slit experiment, they use a photon gun to shoot light through a slit, and if you observe it, then you see where the photon goes, and it just goes through the slit. But if you don't observe the photon directly, then you end up with this interference pattern where the light behaves like a wave and bounces off the sides of the slit. And
right.
Yeah.
So what happened again with these pairs of friends?
Well, with these friends, basically one guy is in the laboratory. He measures the photon. Let's say the polarization is vertical. Now the other guy doesn't know the polarization. So from a quantum context, until he receives the answer from his friend, even though he knows his friend conducted the experiment,
right,
his friend both in a superposition conducted the experiment and got a vertical polarization and conducted the experiment and got a horizontal polarization.
Right.
And those realities simultaneously exist until
he gets
the information.
Right.
In other words, when that wave function collapses is different temporally in terms of when it happened.
Right.
Because of when he received the information.
Right.
And he can't say that the wave function has collapsed when the other guy takes the measurement.
Because he doesn't know.
Because he doesn't have the information. And
right.
So the superposition, which includes the scientist,
right,
the guy doing the measurement.
Right.
If you don't include the guy doing the measurement, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But so it's just kind of, it's just this weird thought experiment that kind of reveals a contradiction in quantum physics. Unless you say that reality itself is just relativistic in this way.
Okay, like, so...
Philosophically, it gets into the defining what counts as a measurement.
Right.
And so who the observer is.
Right. So,
and what observing means.
So the guy who's waiting obviously doesn't know the results.
Yeah,
right?
But he knows that the experiments are being done.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's not like the experiment showed something that shows that that the results actually don't exist until this guy gets the information or anything like that, right? I mean, that's just...
It's literally saying that the state of that photon is in a superposition.
Right.
He gets the information. It doesn't count.
Right.
If the other guy gets the information, and that is a property of reality itself. That's what this experiment suggests. That
right.
A property of reality itself is that it doesn't count
right.
until you get the information.
Right.
Which sounds like...
That kind of reminds me of this feeling that I get about saying goodbye to someone who's moving away or something. Like, その、あ、この人もう引っ越します。日本から出て行っちゃって、まあどっか遠くの国に引っ越します。多分私はこの人と、まあもうあと5年以上会わないと思う。もしかしたら二度と会わないかもしれない。なった時に、This person is alive, but it's like this person is dead at the same time because I wouldn't talk to her, him or her.I wouldn't know if she's actually alive or not until I see her again. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
But do you kind of...
And it's like the
same
thing
to me. You feel like you know that you won't see them again. And if you just went the rest of your life and died without seeing them again, that would have just been a fact that whole time.
Yeah, and it's like her...
This is kind of the...
Her being dead or alive in superposition is like the same thing to me.
Right.
Yeah, I don't really know right, how to because put it in words. But.
The idea is that each human mind is operating its own internally consistent reality.
Right.
And it doesn't modify unless an inconsistency emerges.
Right.
And an inconsistency in that reality doesn't emerge until you receive the information. Yourself, you have to receive the information. Otherwise, your reality doesn't change. So I think this experiment is very valuable in terms of perception and understanding how your own subjective reality is constructed. I don't know how much of a statement we get about any sort of... It doesn't make a statement about objective reality. I don't know. It doesn't say that there isn't an objective reality. In other words, if those guys went and measured the same photon, they would get the same answer.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But that fact doesn't care about the way our minds work and the way reality...
例えばシュレディンガーの猫だとするじゃん、mm-hmm. でそれが私の猫だとするじゃん、mm-hmm. 使ってんのがファービーちゃんだとするじゃん、
mm-hmm.
でファービーちゃん箱の中で死んでましたって言われたら、mm-hmm. 私はファービーちゃん死んだんだと思ってずっと悲しくて泣いて過ごすわけじゃん
Would you でも believe it?
まあそれ信じたとしてね
Because I think denial is part of this process of changing realityFor a lot of us.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I would go through all the steps, right?
Yeah.
Of mourning, right? And I'm like sad. でも実は生きてたとするじゃん。で、その最初に観測した人はファービーちゃんが生きてるって知ってるけど、それは私に言ってないとするじゃん。But I'm believing that he's dead, so that's my reality, right? でも objective reality は生きてるじゃん。So...
But that's not true until you see that your cat's still alive.
Right.
And it doesn't...
So like...
Because if you create an observer, which is what this experiment does, observers inherently have this problem.
Yeah.
Of just... You just don't see what you don't see. And therefore things aren't real until it literally becomes part of your reality.You know, it's like object permanence is something we grow out of as a child. As a child, if you cover your eyes, the world disappears.
Right.
And then someone can hide behind, you know, small things. And magic is very easy to do to a child. But there's some truth to thinking that way. And we get so stuck
because
in...
Because that's what counts.That's what
well,
it says.
We're conditioned to do the opposite with object permanence.
Right, right.
Object permanence. And we assume that things are still there.
Right.
No matter what, unless we get contradictory information.
Right.
Which is just a different kind of foolishness.
Yeah.
Like you meet someone that you haven't seen for a while, and they look older, and you're like shocked for a split second. Like, whoa. It's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And you think that you haven't changed that much.
No, I mean, like, so it is a bit of a stretch to say that the objective reality does not exist, right?
We don't know.
Like, it might not
We can't detect it.
Right.
Because this experiment could have worked out differently.
Right.
It didn't. In my reality, as I observed this paper. But everything's just internally consistent.In your mind, everything kind of just makes about enough sense as it needs to, to keep running, and for you to not go completely bananas,
right?
Which is why reading this paper made me almost go completely bananas, like trying to understand.
Yeah,
you know,
if you think too much about it, it's really strange, but
it's very strange.
But it's fun too,
and it's MIT, so it's harder to just be like.I don't know, it's probably nonsense, right?
What?
what, like MIT has a good reputation, so disregard the study. And one interesting aspect of this is language. And I think most of the modification of our internal realities within our minds happens because of language. And I think that that model of reality is largely constructed of language. And when people are communicating, they're saying like, hey, the world's not what quite what you think it is. The world's a little bit different what you think it is. Here's how I think it's different. Consider changing your mind, right? And consider taking, you know, doing this activity instead of this other thing. And we're constantly in this battle of I think something in my internally consistent reality, and I'm trying to transfer that to your internally consistent reality, and then our realities will start to match up. Pretty soon something goes mainstream, or we have a trend going or something.
Like fisting
in, where did you say it was? Not Poland. I don't want to disparage the wrong country. But I think one of the most, if you really take this study to heart and really digest it, it gets intense.
Yeah.
Because you start to realize that the world effectively, because it's made of observers, doesn't really care that much about objective reality. What it cares about is changing your mind. Things change because ideas are persuasive. So the explanation for reality that someone else has in their head seems like it's better than the one you have already. It's like, oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
And then your reality changes a little bit. And then if you take this concept and you imagine a flat earther.
Yeah, or even, I mean, like,
this is how people are controlled in this world.
Yeah, I mean, politics and like how women can vote or anything, right? Like, it's just idea. Like, now it's normal. Or drinking. Alcohol is legal now, but it was illegal before.
And this is connected to the placebo effect. And one of the most interesting things, if this is a phenomenon related to this placebo effect, is that it's the negative version of this can exist. So you can believe something negative about reality, whether or not it's true, and you will be depressed for real. For real. Just because you believe something that's depressing, that isn't true. But in your head, that's totally real, 100% real. If you believe the earth is flat, like believe, then, you know, there's only so far out that you will go on a boat, because you're afraid that your boat will topple off the edge of the planet and you'll just fall off the earth into the abyss, right? And I think we have a lot of mental barriers. We let people tell us what we can and can't do, and that soaks into your reality. So if someone tells you, like, there's a cliff right there, let's say there's no cliff, but you believe them, so you never go over there. Like, that's a wasted opportunity. And that those are the kinds of games that we have to contend with all the time, I think.
Yeah. Like, I think especially since I got depression, like, my 認知の歪みっていうじゃん。だからその、認知が歪んでるんだけど、それにまあ気づいてないと、その渦に巻き込まれちゃうというか、それを認識してれば、ああ、今、認知歪んでるなみたいな分かればいいんだけど、メタ認知みたいな。
The meta part is important.
Yeah.
Because the meta part is what keeps it from becoming, from manifesting fully.
だからこういう、
it prevents you from completely believing your own, you know, negative vortex of thought.
Yeah, だからこの話なん、この実験の話なんてまさにもう超メタじゃん。
Yeah, it's extremely Yeah, this is very very meta. But it's, it, as far as I can tell, it makes it makes sense. And if you behave as if this is true, I don't think it will get you into very much trouble.
Yeah, I agree. 本当にこれを常に頭の片隅に置いて生きていったら悪いことはないと思う。損はしないと思う。ただそれを人間がずっとやるのはなかなか至難の業だと思うけど。
And it's, I think it's helpful to assume that there is some objective reality still. Just that it's not necessarily knowable. You know, you're not God. You get this tiny sample of just super biased stuff that you make your whole world out of. And this is part of why, like,learning English is so important, you know. So you can kind of see the relative nature of this, and you can't, if you only have information from one place, you're far more susceptible to this language game of people trying to reprogram your reality for their benefit, which is like scary.
For sure.
But, you know, you look around you and you see people are convinced of the craziest things. Like, I can't believe you believe that. How can you think that we didn't land on the moon? Or how can you think, you know, that there's lizard people underground or slugs or latching onto politicians' brains and remote controlling them from Zeynep El-Ghanoubi or whatever?
Yeah.
Like...People believe all kinds of crazy stuff, and the dangerous illusion is to start to think that you're somehow immune to this, or that even the mainstream is somehow immune to this.
Yeah.
'Cause if you look at history, everyone's been wrong about something, like in a major way, where nobody noticed. Like nobody in Germany noticed, hey guys, this is getting kind of crazy. You know, like...That kind of thing is really scary.
Yeah. 次.
On Tuesday, NASA Director Jim Bridenstine held a press conference announcing that NASA will build a permanent space station in orbit around the moon called the Lunar Gateway as part of Space Policy Directive 1. Concepts of the gateway feature prospective international partners such as ESA, JAXA, and Roscosmos.The Lunar Gateway will use solar power and electric Hall thrusters in order to control its orbit around the moon, eliminating the need for refueling. Bridenstine emphasized that the new directive requires future NASA endeavors to be sustainable and insisted that the entire infrastructure built around the moon should be reusable. He also revealed that three pristine lunar samples, which remained unopened since they were sealed on the lunar surface, will be distributed to labs for a modern analysis.In commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing on the moon in 1969.
今週火曜日の記者会見で NASA のディレクタージム・ブライデンスタイン氏が宇宙政策の指針となるスペースポリシーディレクティブ1の一環としてESA、JAXA、ロスコスモスとともにルーナーゲートウェイと呼ばれる宇宙ステーションを月の軌道上に建設する予定があると発表しました。ルーナーゲートウェイは燃料を投下せずに軌道を制御し続けるために太陽光とホールスラスターを使用します。今回の指針は今後の NASA の活動が持続可能性を確保することを義務付けており、建設されるものはすべて再生可能であるべきだとブライデンスティン氏は強調しました。また月面で採取され封をまだ開けていない3つのサンプルが存在し、アポロ11号の月面着陸50周年を記念して現代の技術で解析することも明らかにしました。
50
周年なんだ。
うん。
てかまだ封を開けてないやつが取ってあったんだよね。
Yeah, well, they knew that theequipment for analyzing it would be much better in the future. So,
すごいね。
Just in case they didn't go back, they decided to keep it.
それすごくない？すごい考えてたんだね、先のことまで。
If you look at any of the NASA missions, like the stuff that they thought of is just unbelievable. Like the details, like you could just nerd out over, yeah. you know, Apollo 13 for just years. It's unbelievable.
再生可能、持続可能性。
Mm.
So are they, does that include space debris とかの issue も?
They don't want to create debris anymore. Yeah. So they're trying to make everything long-term use and reusable.
Mm.
And that would mean that machines in space would have the control capability to deorbit themselves if necessary, because they're designed to just keep functioning. And in the past, a lot of missions have been designed to operate for like a week. There's rovers and landers and stuff that work for like 2 weeks, and then the battery dies, and that's it. And then there's rovers like Opportunity or Curiosity that run on solar power and just keep working as long as they get sun for the most part. So, and rockets too. So there's NASA director, Jim Bridenstine, he is a huge advocate of using commercial partners and getting more companies involved instead of spending tons of money for NASA to do it, because these other companies can do it for a lot less.
Yeah.
So he's really pushing that. He's really pushing for things to be permanent. He said the last thing they want is to build infrastructure out to the moon and then, you know, it doesn't last and they have to like pull everything back again because of costs or whatever. And so involving commercial partners is really what's going to guarantee that it's long term, because they'll be involved in profitable operations, which is very different than just throwing money and throwing tax dollars. So I think it's really smart. They have a lot of companies like Boeing and Lockheed and SpaceX and ULA and other companies. It's really getting intense. I think Japan is going to sort of miss the boat if they don't start doing something cool.
Well, JAXA の人の講演この間聞いたら、JAXA も民間企業とのまあプロモートもしてるし、まあもっと一緒に協力してやっていくっていう取り組みをやってるって言ってた。だからそれこそアストロスケールとかハクトとかはもちろん一緒にやってるし、やっぱりこれからの時代民間企業と一緒にやっていかないとっていうのはあるって言ってた。
Yeah, they need to do something to really make it easier for there to be more startups that take,
だから結局その
take risk. Yeah. Take some crazy risk. Japan is just not taking crazy risks ever.
だからやっぱり税金でやるってなるとね、どうしても制限がある、限界があるから。
There's a lot of just regulatory crap and just running a company in general.
まあ JAXA も NASA もロケットの再利用、まあ、なかなか難しいねって言ってたけど SpaceX はできましたとか、まあ、そういうのがあるからそれはちゃんと認知して協力してやっていくみたいなことは言ってた、JAXA も、
The videos, just the PR stuff of NASA is just 1,000 times better than it was a couple years ago. It's completely changed. Their videos are super snazzy.
そう、この間ね、JAXA が出してたビデオも思ったよりはいけてた。
I hope so.
ちょっと進歩してた。
Because it matters. Like, you want it to be cool. It is cool.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a shame when something so cool can be presented and make it look not cool. Because this stuff is just absolutely mind-blowingly cool.
Yeah.
You know, they were showing they have like three different capsules now. They have multiple rockets they can use to get to make this stuff happen. So even if the SLS, which is the NASA rocket, isn't successful, they may have the Starship, or they may have the New Glenn from Blue Origin, Bezos' company. There's a lot going on. I think China's developing a reusable rocket now. And once they have this lunar gateway, you'll be able to fly to the moon And if enough commercial stuff is involved, I'm sure they will build some kind of a hotel or something where you can just in orbit around the moon. Like, you can see the Earth, which is mind-blowing, and you can see the moon, the lunar surface, which is mind-blowing.
That would be so romantic, like, as a anniversary destination, right? Like, 結婚10周年とか何十周年で、じゃあ月のホテル泊まろうかみたいな。
That's what Maezo is doing, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if it's for his anniversary, but that's what he'll get to do.
Yeah, it's definitely...
誰連れて行くか決めたのかね?
Romantic. It was going to be artists and creators and stuff.
Yeah, but like, he hasn't said exactly who, right? So...
Have they said when they're going to decide that
mm-mm,
by?
Mm-mm, no.
Do you think it'll just be an all-star cast? Just
I don't know. I wonder. His girlfriend.
Well, they'll want influential people who will bring back art and talk about their experience to as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe one or two random people.
Mm-hmm. Mars is supposed to be right after this, so NASA sounds really aggressive. And their budget for human space exploration has been increased by a lot. So they're going to be doing way more going to space, staying in space, getting companies involved in space.
I saw NASA のなんかのファンディングがすごい切られて困ってるみたいなの見たんだけど、あれは何だったんだ?
I saw an article, I think it was Forbes, that said that NASA science was destroyed by the Trump administration. And you can look at the budget. I mean, it's the proposed budget's right there. It's public information. That's totally fake. I mean, how is that? It's ridiculous.
I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, it's just not true. So there's like planetary sciences budget increase. Like, there's four or five sections underneath science, and one of them was cut by around $200 million. But the other ones had an increase, and then the exploration budget was increased by a lot. So it's
like allocation.
Well, it's stupid for people to complain about it, because if we have the Lunar Gateway and we have these other opportunities, that will open up so many more chances for additional science research. Because right now we're kind of limited to projects like the James Webb, and I don't know. We don't have... If we can set up on the moon... There are huge opportunities for, like, radio telescopy from the far side of the moon and other things. So,
次.
Oh, I saw a movie called First Man.
Oh, yeah. People were talking about it. I haven't seen it.
Someone tweeted us about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's the only information I got. And then I looked it up and I was like, wow, I really want to see this. So I went and saw it.
I think I saw the trailer.
First Man is...
Is it good?
I really liked it. I thought it was... The cinematography is absolutely genius, brilliant. It's like some of the best I've ever seen. I have no idea.
Okay.
But
it's Ryan Gosling, right?
Yeah. Ryan Gosling plays Neil. And they show pretty much from the beginning of the Cold War.
Oh, Spielberg.
They show from the beginning of the Cold War.
Okay.
All the way to Apollo 11. And you get to see really the history of how they got to, you know, human space exploration. You know, there's all the stuff the Russians were doing with, like, Sputnik, and you know, they were first in a lot of things. And it's a great movie. There's a huge emphasis on sort of the family aspect and sort of
I don't
want to spoil anything.
Well, it's a Hollywood movie, so
but I'm it was not surprised, it was it was good. I liked that aspect of it too.
日本語字幕の監修は毛利守が務めているだって。
Hmm.
Huh. Interesting. すごいね。
That's cool. Psychologists at the University of Central Lancashire, University of Gavel. How did you say?
Yavlu.
Yavlu. And Lancaster University conducted an experiment in which people listening to background music had to complete tasks testing their verbal creativity. They found that background music significantly impaired people's ability to complete creative tasks, but that background noise in a library did not. Participants were shown three words like dress, dial, and flower, and asked to find an associated word which could combine with all three to create a new word or phrase. For example, the word sun, with which you could create sundress, sundial, and sunflower. The researchers concluded as follows. The findings here challenge the popular view that music enhances creativity, and instead demonstrate that music, regardless of the presence of semantic content, no lyrics, familiar lyrics, or unfamiliar lyrics, consistently disrupts creative performance and insight problem solving.
セントラルランカシャー大学、ヤーブル大学、ランカスター大学の共同研究で BGM が流れている状態で被験者に発想力を試す様々なクイズに答えてもらいました。例えばドレス、ダイヤル、フラワーという3つの単語を見せてサンなどそれにつなげられる1つの言葉を回答するものです。すると BGM が流れているとクイズの正解率が大幅に低下していました。一方、図書館などの雑音では影響がありませんでした。論文では、この結果は音楽が想像力を高めるという一般的な見方に疑問を投げかけるもので、歌詞がない曲、歌詞を知っている曲、歌詞を知らない曲など、歌詞に関わらず問題解決におけるクリエイティブな能力を削いでいました。
Yep.
音楽聴いてると集中できるっていう音楽聴きながら仕事してる人いっぱいいるけどね。
Do you do that?
No.
Hmm.
I don't.
I'll do it if I'm doing something trivial that doesn't require. I definitely noticed that I can't use some part of my brain. I didn't know it was the creative part, but like some part of my brain doesn't work if I'm listening to music, especially if it has lyrics.
右脳を使ってるか左脳を使ってるかとかにも関係ありそうだけどね、そのタスク自体が、だからこう仕事の内容によってはもしかして聞きながらでもできるかもしれないけど、この間ね清水さんと、話してて、彼はその話しながら話してる時は左脳使ってるじゃん、人と喋ってる時、でそれと同時に多分右脳を使ってビジュアルでなら他のことを考えられる、だから同時に、だから例えば今日やらなきゃいけないこととかもビジュアルとか計算式とかでだったらこう話しながらでもなんか左側にこう見えてんだって、見えてるっていうか出せるボードみたいに、でそこで考えられるって言ってて、でその場でちょっと練習してみって言って、まずはこう話してる時に 1+1 は2みたいな数式で計算するのね、そうすると意外と喋りながらでも ここで計算ってできるなんかウィンドウみたいに開いて視界の中で計算ってできるんだよね。でそれがどんどん計算をもうちょっと難しくしていってトレーニングしてってやってると、いろんなことがサイドでできるようになるよって言ってて、プレゼンの準備とかだけど、それってすごい疲れるんだって当たり前だけど、だからすっごい疲れるからあんまり長い時間やんない方がいいよって言われた。
Those are the kind of skills that they would actually test some of the astronauts for when they had to pilot the landers and stuff. You have to be very resistant to distraction and do things while feeling sick. So they would spin guys up in a machine,
right.
And you have to like do math at the same time. Don't do the calculation, you guys are going to all crash and die.
Right.
So it's like,Some people seem like they're much better at it than other people. Maybe they had a job that used some of that skill somehow or something. But
そう、何かを考えるときって結構言語を使ってるから、多分こう、だからその時に清水さんと言ってたのは、自分が自分だと思ってる 自分、うん、で思考してる自分だから、それって結構左脳の自分というかさ、
うん、
だけど右脳の自分も奥にはいて、その右脳の自分はビジュアルで勝負できるわけじゃん、
うん、
だからその二人を同時に動かすことっていうのはまあ不可能ではないのかもねみたいな話を、うん、してたんだよね。
Sort of the boundaries in the mind between like different functions and different、motivations is like so weird、
うん、
like the linguistic and the visual, but also you have the limbic system、influencing what the cortex is strategizing to do. Like the cortex can be used as like a just a calculator almost、mm. by the limbic system based、mm. on、a more lizard brain impulse that you might have.
Right.
And a lot of our modern struggles in a developed society is to have a cortex that can manage the impulses that are generated from your limbic system, so you don't end up becoming a compulsive gambler or anything else.
Hmm. Are you a type of person who has to be in a quiet room when you work, or you can be in a loud environment? Or...
Hmm.
Like, you don't want people to talk to you or, like, when you're working on it?
I can listen to things very well while I'm working.
Okay.
Not music as much as...
Conversations, you mean?
Podcasts or...
Oh.
I listen to a lot of interviews. And I listen to a lot of lectures while I work. And I feel like I can...listen to the lecture and work at the same time, and I'm thinking about two completely different things at the same time, and it doesn't
Is that actually efficient, or it's not but it's entertaining, or what is that?
Oftentimes if I need to decide something or I need to figure something out, then we'll find a lecture about something that has a concept that's vaguely
related
to what I need to solve.
Huh.
And oftentimes in the course of 30 minutes to an hour of listening to that, I'm thinking about my problem. The person I'm listening to, the lecturer, is talking about their insights about, you know, reality or something. And the topic is like vaguely similar.
Yeah.
And I'm able to, I don't know if maybe it's probably just confirmation bias, but I'm able to adapt different ideas to address the problem I'm working on. And that happens all the time. I always do that.
Interesting. I don't think I've ever done that before.
Really? But there are certain people where I become convinced that they've figured something out. And so I listen to everything they've ever said. And I read all their books and I absorb that person's philosophy.
Okay.
And some characters, like Elon Musk, I've read everything he's written. I've watched every single interview of Elon Musk. And there's many, 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 many hours of that. The same is true for the works of... Alfred North Whitehead or Aldous McKenna. Huxley or Terence McKenna or yeah, there's just certain people that have figured something out. And obviously their worldviews conflict with each other.
Right.
In various ways. But I always use other, I'm constantly listening to other people think out loud.
While I work.
And I have insights about things because everything's the same. Every problem is kind of the same thing. Everything's just a process,
right?
And it's dictated by certain boundaries. You can have very general rules as long as they're true. You can apply them to so many different situations, and you just get yourself in trouble if you apply the wrong one to the wrong situation.
Right.それはそうだね。Well,
you don't absorb the cognitive worldview maps of any, you don't,
well,
I download certain people if they if they capture my interest.
I do listen to, like, I not recently because I have a baby attached to me now, but
maybe you can soak his brain in some genius lectures,
I guess. But I like listening to people, like a philosopher, like it can be comedians or whoever, but like they all, I mean, people have different insights. And
do you listen to debates?
Debates, like, I like watching interviews.
Like ideological or philosophical debates between people that disagree.
Well, if it happens during the podcast, I like it usually. But I love interviews. So I can watch interviews on YouTube for like all day, for hours. But
what's an interview? Because it's like all these videos are is someone talking to someone. There's so many.
But like people have like really strange life experiences, or like a podcast like This American Life, like people have weirdest stories that actually happen to them. And it's like, literally life is strange. Wow, and it's not dramatized because it's real.
It might be dramatized a little bit.
Or they don't have to put like in the background sounds or anything to like, you know, sensationalize it. そういうのは結構好きだけど、だからこう、でなんかさ、そういうのを聞いてるとやっぱりその一人の人の、 多分マイケルも一人の人のインタビューをずっと見てたりとかすると、あ、ここはめっちゃ同意するけど、ここはどう考えても同意できないとか出てくるじゃん。
It's pretty rare for most of the people.
Well, yeah, for those people, yeah, but like normal people だったらあるじゃん。でもその人のこと好きでいられる、なんかるスキルが身につくみたいな。
But do you cross-examine these people? I'm always doing that too. So I'll takethe ideas of one person and I try to parse it with the ideas of another person if they talked about the same thing.
No, I'm not trying to analyze certain people. You're just trying to chill out. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not stalking.
I definitely have like a weird obsessive sort of,
yeah,
I just want to know what the hell's going on. God damn it.
You should
just forget about it.
You should talk to,
it's a wash.
You should talk to Yusaku and see if you can go see Elon, maybe.
I don't think the moon would solve anything.
The moon?
I mean, it'll solve a lot of things. But.
Well, 文字起こしのテキストはApple じゃない。Apple の iPhone、iPad、
Google、
Mac、Google の Android の、バイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題まだやってますのでお願いします。バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式ウェブサイトにストアもあるのでそちらもチェックお願いします。イケてるグッズいろいろあります。Twitter、Facebook、Instagram もやってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。終わりですか？
以上です。
First Man って今映画館でやってるよね？
ああ、多分まだ
やってる。ギリギリ。
It might be over actually.
Oh.
If you go to a certain like しょぼい映画館、they might still be doing it.
確かに、確かに。
But it's really worth seeing in the movie theater because the sound is so, the sound is absolutely tremendous.
あ、そう。
Because a lot of the crazy scenes, like he's in some sort of experimental aircraft or a rocket or something, and in the movie theater, the sound alone will just scare the crap out of you.
あ、まだギリやっ。
It's a masterpiece. Yeah. I love that movie.
来週ぐらいまでかな。見に行きたいな。
Mm. Should.
Yeah. I'll try.
Yeah.
終わり。
Bye.
Bye.